الحمد لله أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضى. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان. صدق الله العلي العظيم. حضرین کرام، there are two kalimas basically in this world today. Two slogans, two messages. One is kalimatul iman and the other one is kalimatul kufr. The kalima of iman, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the other is kalimatul kufr, the kalima of the kuffar. And all the kuffars are one. Al-kufru millatun wahida, said the Prophet alayhi salam. Kufr is one mazhab. Kufr is one way. It's one millat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given man the power of reasoning, aql, intelligence, that he may choose, he may use his intellect, and he may accept kalima of iman and reject the kalima of kufr. As for those who choose to accept the kalima of kufr and to obey shaitan, to ascribe him as a partner unto Allah, to follow him, because when you follow somebody and you obey them, that is what is matloob min al-ibadah. When we worship Allah, we follow Allah and we obey Him. So therefore, if we follow shaitan and obey him, we actually worship in shaitan. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pass judgment in favor of those who accepted kalimatul iman, La ilaha illallah. And He will pass judgment against those who accepted kalima of kufr. But on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He has passed His judgment, the kuffar will go to the shaitan. It's an event that will take place, la mahalata, definitely. In Surah to Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. Let us hear the words of Allah Himself. فَإِنَّا قَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Because the best of all words, the best of all talks, the best of all lyrics, the best of all speeches is Kalamullah. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر. And the shaitan will say, when the matter has been ordained by Allah, He has decided, استقرار أهل الجنة في الجنة wa ahlun nar fin nar, that the people of Jannah, the righteous ones, the believers, should be placed in Jannah, should be admitted into Jannah. The verdict from Allah. Two lines. One line of the people marching to Jannah, and the other line consisting of the people marching to Jahannam. The Jannatis should be admitted into Jannah, and the Jahannamis admitted into Jahannam after the Hisab, after the reckoning. The decision comes from Allah. So after the Jannatis would have entered Jannah, and the Jahannamis entered Jahannam, they will come around the Shaitan. It is mentioned in Tafsir that Shaitan yudha'u lahu mimbarun min narin, in the fire of Jahannam. Of course, Shaitan is going to enter Jahannam with the rest of the Shayateen, min al jinni wal ins, from the humankind and from the jinnat. Yudha'u lahu mimbarun min nar, a mimbar will be placed for the Shaitan in Jahannam. A mimbar, a throne, elevation. But it is a mimbar of fire, not a mimbar or a pulpit of pearls or a pulpit of wood or brick. Mimbarun min nar, a mimbar, a pulpit of fire will be placed for the Shaitan, and he will sit on this mimbar and pulpit of fire. Of course, he will be chastised too. Elevated in Jahannam on a mimbar means disgrace. So everyone could see, oh, he's in a high position. It's a type of irony, sarcasm here. Ridicule, mimbar of nar and fire. And the kuffar will come around the Shaitan. The guilty ones, the evil ones, will come around him, the fasiqeen, the mujrimeen, the munafiqeen, those who have entered Jahannam. And they will blame the Shaitan and say, why? Why did you lead us astray for? Look what you have done to us. You have brought us here. We have listened to you. You led us astray. Why? And they will start blaming the Shaitan. It is on this occasion, in this scenario, in this state, that the Shaitan will reply, and he would say to them, Ama akbar Allahu bi kawlihi fi kitabihi. Did Allah not inform you in his book? Did you not read the Quran? Have you not heard the information of Allah with his qawl and speech? Inna Allah wa'adakum wa'ad al-haq. Indeed, Allah promised you wa'ad al-haq, a promise of truth. Haq. Wa wa'adtukum, and I also promised you. I also promised you. I inspired you. I whispered into you. Fa akhlaftum, but I went against my promise. I did not fulfill my promise. The khilaf and the opposite of that promise is very clear today, as you can see. Why are you blaming me for? You did not read this in the Holy Quran. Why did you follow me for? Did you not hear the verse, Inna Allah wa'adakum wa'ad al-haq, that Allah promised you a promise of truth, of haq. Wa wa'adtukum, and I also promised you, fa aklaftum, but I lied. I went against my promise. I couldn't deliver. I didn't fulfill. And this is apparent today. Wa ma kana li alaykum min sultan, and I did not have no power and authority to lead you astray. I had no sultan, no hujjah, no power, no dominance over you, forced you to do what you did. I did not compel you to do those actions which brought you here, except illa al-da'utukum, except that I gave you da'wah. I invited you. I whispered into your breasts. Fastajabtum li, and you answered my call. You answered my da'wah. You did not answer the da'wah of the ulama ul-haq, righteous ulama. You did not answer the call of the muballighin and those who call to the part of Allah. You did not answer the call and the aqwal and the words of the rasuls. Did not answer the call of Allah. You answered my call. I called you, fastajabtum li, and you answered me. Fala talumuni, don't blame me. Walumu anfusakum, blame yourselves. Fala talumuni, don't blame me. Walumu anfusakum, blame yourselves. وَمَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ, I am not one to help you today. I am not a mughith of yours. I am not one to listen to the cry of one in distress. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي, nor are you the hearers of my cry. Nor are you the hearers of my pleading. You can't assist me. I cannot assist you. I cannot rush to your aid. I cannot listen to your cry, nor can you listen to mine. Inni kafartu bima ashraktumuni. Today, al-yawma, inni kafartu, yani jahadtu, I deny, I reject all that you had included me in by making me a partner unto Allah, by doing shirk and putting me as a partner unto Allah, obeying me, making me as a god and following me. I deny that today. I reject that. I acquit myself from your shirk that you made me a partner unto Allah. I acquit myself from that. That which you used to do, that which you had included me min qablu, from before, that is in the world here, I want no part of that today. Hazirin e kiram, this is an event which will take place. We are not sure to see tomorrow, but we are sure to see the day of Qiyamah, that tomorrow. And this will take place. إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Indeed, beshak, for the zalimin will be a painful punishment, like no punishment of this world. No punishment of this world, how great it may be, for how long it may be, will be equivalent to the azab and the punishment that the zalimin will receive. And so it will come to pass. وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ. The believers, those who had iman and did righteous deeds, أُدْخِلَ, will be made to enter. The use of the verb أُدْخِلَ, they will be made to enter. They will be admitted. They can't enter by themselves. Made to enter Jannat, gardens, because of their iman and amal salih, righteous deeds. Such gardens, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, beneath which rivers will flow. Rivers will flow underneath the trees of the gardens. Rivers will flow underneath the mansions and the palaces. Rivers without banks to contain them. Rivers in Jannah. Four main rivers will flow in Jannah. One of pure wine that will not drunken and make a person stupid and cloud his senses. A river of pure, sweet, clear water. river of honey, pure honey, and river of milk. Rivers flowing underneath these gardens of the Jannatis, they will be made to enter. And four main rivers will be flowing, and they will start from underneath the Arsh of Allah and run through Firdaus. وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ قَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will enter this Jannah, and after entering, they will dwell there forever and ever and ever. The Jannatis will enter Jannah in such a state that they would not have to come out. They will not get fed up of the place. A person might think that living in a place for 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years, then one may get fed up, bored of the place, wants to change the place. But Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf, La yabaguna anha hiwala. They will not seek a change of place. They will not seek a change of place. Eternal life in the Jannah, in the gardens beneath which rivers will flow, and they will not seek a change of place. They will not seek hiwala, contented, happy. And all this bi idhni rabbihim, by the permission, by the order of their Rabb. Tahiyyatuhum fiha salam. Their tahiyya, their greeting, their form of reverence for each other, their form of respect for each other, would be salam. Salam. Assalamu alaykum. Which will come min Allah, from Allah, salam. Wa min al malaika, from the angels, salam. Wa mim baini anfusim, and from amongst themselves to each other, salam. Tahiyyatuhum fiha salam. It is Allah's ada, as mentioned by Hazrat Ash-Sheikh Mufti Zarwali Sahib of Pakistan, who is a walking library in this modern Asian time of ours. Hazrat Damat Barakatum said, it is Allah's ada and practice in the Quran that when there is a difficult masala, a law or something that Allah is explaining to the people, it's a difficult masala, principle, law, something, He brings examples to simplify that. So whenever the masail and the laws or the ahkam and principles are difficult, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adat and His custom is that He brings an example to simplify it. Hence, Allah now brings forth the example. After you speak about something, you give an example. Alam tara, yani alam ta'alam, are you not aware? Kayfa daraba Allahu mathalan, kayfa daraba Allahu mathalan, kalimatan tayyibatan. Are you not aware of how Allah had set forth a parable? A parable, which parable? The parable of kalima tayyiba, of the good kalima, the pure kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Do you know what this kalima is like? The similitude of this kalima, the kalima of the mu'mineen. Do you know what it is like? Have you not heard the similitude of this kalima? Are you not aware? Alam tara kayfa daraballahu mathalan, that Allah set forth a parable. That is kalimatan tayyibatan, that is a parable of the similitude of kalima tayyiba. What is it like? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. What is the example and the similitude of this kalima? Kashajaratin tayyiba, it is like a pure tree. It is like a shajaratin mubarakatin, it is like a blessed tree. a pure tree. Asluha thabitun fil ard. Asluha thabitun. The roots of this tree, of this Mubarak tree, are firm in the ground. Wa faruha fis sama. And the branches of this tree reach up to the heavens and the sky. They shoot upwards. Tu'ti ukulaha kulla hinim bi'idhni rabbiha. This tree gives its fruits in every season, in every time, by the permission and by the order of the Rabb and the Lord of this tree. Subhanallah. Which tree is this that Allah is likening the kalima tayyibah of the believers unto? Shajara tayyibah, a good tree, a blessed tree. The jumhur of the scholars, the masses of the ulama and scholars, have said that this tree, hiya nakla, is the date palm tree. Subhanallah. The date palm tree. And the dalil for this is the hadith of Bukhari Sharif in Kitabul Ilm. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his sahaba around him, big sahaba, Abu Bakr, Uthman, Umar, as well as young sahaba like Abdullah ibn Umar, Umar's son, was also in the gathering. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, he was testing his sahaba, إِنَّ اللَّهَ ضَرَبَ مَثَلَ مُؤْمِنٍ بِشَجَرَةٍ, that Allah in His holy book has likened the kalima of the believer unto a tree. إِنَّ اللَّهَ ضَرَبَ مَثَلَ مُؤْمِنٍ بِشَجَرَةٍ. Akbiruni mahiya, tell me what tree is this which Allah is speaking about in the Quran, that He has likened this tree unto the kalima of a mu'min. He has likened this tree unto a believer, that the tree is like a believer, the tree is like a mu'min. Inna Allaha dharaba mathala mu'minin, the misal of a Muslim, the example of a mu'min, the example of his kalima also, with a tree is like it. Ambiuni mahiya, tell me what tree is it. And he gave them a hint. He said that the tree is one that does not shed its leaves. So the sahaba began to think about different trees in different jungles all over the world. In the mind, in the brain of Abdullah, the son of Hazrat Umar, came forth the true answer. It is the date palm tree the Prophet is speaking about. He said that I had the answer, I knew the answer. Fahibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li sigri fil qawm. But I feared the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam because of my smallness in the crowd. I was kind of scared of him. Respect and fear that so many big sahaba around. Who am I to open my mouth among such big sahaba? And I didn't say it. He told his father, Umar. Umar said, oh my son, if only you had said that in that gathering, you would have made your father so proud. That my son answered Rasulullah alayhi salam. I would have liked that much more. Min humurin. Min humurin na'am, than the red she camels. I would desire it and would have liked it more than red she camels. And red she camels were very precious. They were precious wealth amongst the Arabs. I would have loved that more than red she camels. You would have made me very proud. Why didn't you do it? And he explained why. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, when the sahaba could not answer it, he himself told the sahaba, innaha an naqla, that this tree which is like the mu'min, and Allah gave its similitude in the Quran with kalima tayyiba, as well as it is like the example of a mu'min. This tree is the date palm. The commentators have commented on this and said, why did Allah use the date palm tree? It is the most blessed tree on the face of the earth, the date palm tree, bil ittifaq. No other tree is more blessed than the date palm tree. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the mushabaha and the resemblance of kalima tayyiba with this tree, the example of a mu'min with this tree, the date palm tree. The date palm tree is such a tree that if there is a land in which there is no water, no other tree will grow, but the date palm tree will grow. The tree, of course, does not shed its leaves. It is like a mu'min, because a mu'min is very beneficial. From head to toe, there is benefit in a mu'min. He benefits himself and he benefits others. From head to toe, he's benefit. Nafa, for himself, for his family, for the whole of mankind. In fact, the whole ummat, ukrijat linnas, was taken on for the benefit of mankind. Likewise, the date palm tree, the leaves are used to make paper. The branches are used to make brooms. The trunk of the tree is used to build houses. The roots and the fiber of the tree are used for mattresses. The date is used for eating. The seed of the date is used to make tasbih. Mudhakara, al-mudhakira. The flowers of the date palm tree are used to make medicine. Subhanallah. From head to toe of the date palm tree, there is benefit, and benefit like there is benefit from head to toe of a mu'min and a believer. Another thing is that this tree is just like man. In the tafsir of Ruhul Ma'ani, it is mentioned in tafsir of Ruhul Ma'ani that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, Allah sent the malaika, the angels, to collect different types of soil, different colors of soil, different textures of soil, good soil, bad soil, red soil, brown soil, white soil, black soil. And this lump of soil, collection of soil, of this turab, ujinabil miyahil mukhtalifa, was needed like a dough is needed with different types of water. After Adam alayhi salam was created, some of the soil was left back. The angel said, Ma nasna'u bihi, Ya Rasulullah, what shall we do? No, Ya Allah, the angels are saying to Allah, what shall we do with this remnant of the soil? Allah told the angels, go and take that remnant of the soil, the remaining soil, in so and so land. And so the angels took the soil and placed it in the land, and the date palm tree grew from that soil. Rasulullah alayhi salam said, akrimuha, show respect to the date palm tree. It is your amma, it is your, what they say in Urdu language, your poopy, your father's sister. That Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created, and from the remaining soil the date palm tree was created. The tree grew forth from that soil in the land. The Rasul said, respect it. It is your amma, your father's sister. We are connected and related to the date palm from the same soil we are. That's our family. It's our amma. It's our father's sister. The Rasul said, akrimuha, shur ikram, and respect to the date palm. Mufti Zarwali has said that he had read in kitabs and books that anyone who is accustomed to sitting under a date palm tree for shade, spread his mat, to do mutala, to do research, just lying down like how sometimes we lie under a tree, anyone who is in the habit of sitting under a date palm tree will be saved from sicknesses. It gives barakat in your health. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, the same one who knew the answer, he said that continue eating the dates, It will give you barakah in your life. It will make your life long. Making your life long means it will make you healthy. Continue eating dates. It was created for your benefit. You will have barakah in your life. You will have a healthy life. Hazrat also said from his research that a man's life begins to end when he starts to get problems in his stomach. The moment sickness, diseases, troubles appear in the stomach of man, it is from then his life starts going down. And what the date does, subhanallah, the date, because it is from the soil, just as we are from the soil, and just as we have earth, and just as the soil contains nutrients and minerals, and these minerals came into our body also too, we need to replenish and to replace these minerals from time to time by taking sodium and calcium and magnesium and copper and iron. We need to replenish these minerals for good health. And the date contains these minerals. What the date does is that it is very easily digested. Dates are easily digested. And not only that, once it goes into the stomach, it now causes all the other food in the stomach to be digested easily. That is why the Rasul alayhi salam, his sunnah and practice was after fasting, to break your fast with date and water. With a date and water. Dates and water. And leave that in the stomach. Anything you eat after that now will be easily digested. It keeps the stomach clean. And once your stomach is clean and healthy and everything is digested within there, there is barakat in your life, there is health. Abdullah ibn Umar said, continue eating dates. You would not suffer from ailments and sicknesses, inshallah. Study. Be underneath date palm trees. Be in the shade of it. Sit under it. It is something about the date palm. You will be saved from sicknesses. We know also of healing by aroma, by smelling and by sense. Aromatic healing. Aromatic healing. The date is also aqwalil qalb, very strengthening for the heart. The date is good for the blood. It strengthens the bones of the body. It is asafulil dhahan. It is very pure and clear for the brain. It keeps it very clear and sharp, the brain. This is the barakah of the date palm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the similitude and the example of the mu'min and the kalima of a mu'min with the date palm tree. The date palm is such a tree, it is just like man, that if the head of man is cut, man cannot stay alive. When the head of the date palm tree is cut, the tree dies, cannot go on anymore. Just like man, show respect, continue eating dates, the barakah of dates. Mufti Zarwali Damat Barakatum said from his research and from books he has also found out that any land, any area, any house, any yard which has a date palm tree growing in it, then such a land will not suffer from calamities and famine and drought in the land. It brings barakah in the place. Allahu Akbar. The date is the only fruit which is ghidha'un kamilun, a complete nourishment, a complete meal. Alam tara kayfa daraballahu mathalan kalimatan tayyibatan kashajaratin tayyiba. It is likened unto this beautiful tree. Asluha thabitun. The roots of this tree are firm into the ground. Wa far'uha fis samaa. And the leaves and the branches of this tree reach out into the sky. Like that, the kalima tayyiba is firm. The roots of this kalima is firm into the heart of a mu'min. It is firm into the heart of a mu'min. And the trees, the leaves and the branches of this tree, which is the amal and the actions of man, which comes up because of the root of Iman in his heart. Then the tree grows, branches come forth, leaves and fruits, and the tree, the branches go forth to the sky, refers to the amal, the actions coming from this Iman which is embedded in the heart. The amal are the actions of man. Then yas'adu ila sama, amaluhu yas'adu ila sama, his actions ascend to the sky. We know of so many hadith about the actions of man ascending to the sky. Allah says, "Tu'ti ukulaha," this tree gives its fruits, "kulla heenin bi'izni rabbiha," every time, in every season, by the permission of its Lord. The date palm tree is never out of dates. And Mufti Zaruli was saying that even in his madrasa, if you look now, at that time when he was speaking, you would see dates also on the tree. Like this, the fruits, the benefits, the barakah, and the rewards of the amal of this Iman continues to benefit him in this world. It will benefit him here, it will benefit him in the Akhirah. At every hour, at every time, the tree gives its fruits, which is the barakah, the blessings, the thawab, the rewards of his good actions continue to fall upon him from time to time throughout the year, and it goes with him into his grave and in the Akhirah. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ, and thus Allah strikes forth his parables, explains his similitudes for the people, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, that they may understand, they may take a nasiha, they may contemplate, they may get some advice from this. وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ كَبِيثَةٍ, on the other contrary, there are those who will reject the kalima of Iman and accept the kalima of kufr. Allah is explaining that conversation and that event which will take place in Qiyamah. He gave an example to show that those who accepted would be in the Jannat. Those who rejected will be in Jahannam with the shaitan blaming him. And Allah brought the example. وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ كَبِيثَةٍ, the example of the kalima of the kuffar, kalimatin kabithatin, impure kalima, kashajaratin kabithatin, is like a very bad tree, shajaratin kabitha, it's a very bad and evil and poisonous tree, just opposite to shajaratun tayyiba, blessed and pure tree, we have shajaratun kabitha, a tree that is not good, it's bad, it's poisonous. The commentators of Quran, just as they said that the tree of the mu'min, the tree of the kalima tayyiba is the date, this tree here, al-handhala, it is the handhala tree, which is the colocynth tree, known to us as bitter apple. It's poisonous. It is such a tree which is opposite to the date palm tree, that 1.5 teaspoonfuls of the powder of this tree will bring about death. It brings about this nauseous feeling. It creates the state of nausea in one, induces vomiting, brings about vomiting. It leads to death. It is poisonous. It is known as bitter apple, bitter cucumber. It has no roots to go firm into the ground because it is viney like that of cucumber, resembling the plant of a watermelon. No roots to go down firm in the ground. And its branches and leaves do not go up to the sky, but they remain on the ground and they spread out low on the ground and uprooted easily. Such a tree which is uprooted easily from the surface of the earth, from above the earth, the tree can be uprooted, unlike shajaratun tayyiba. Ma laha min karar, it has no karar for it, no fixation for it, there is no thabat for it, no firmness for it, No fixation uprooted so easily. Then Allah concludes the ruku, and what a beautiful speech it is. Allah says, you see this kalima? This kalima tayyiba, which is like shajaratun tayyiba, blessed tree. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. A time will come when you and I will die. And we will go to the grave. We will be questioned by the angels. Allah says, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah will strengthen the believers. Keep them firm. بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. By the firm call. By the firm statement. Fil hayati dunya, right on this earthly life, wa fil akhira, and in the next life. Allah will keep the believers strong and firm, give them establishment with this qawlu thabit, this very firm and secure statement, which is the statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, this kalima. Fil hayati dunya, in the earthly life while we are alive, wa fil akhirah, and when we go to the graves, as is mentioned in the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a believer is placed in the grave, the angels will come and ask him, mar rabbuka, who is your lord, ma dinuka, what is your deen, wa ma taqulu fi hadha rajul, what do you say about this man. Allah will strengthen the believers that they will say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. They will give the correct answers. My Lord is Allah. La ilaha illahu Rabbi Allah. My deen is Islam. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. And this person that you are asking about, he is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ja'a bil Quran, ja'a bil haq. He came with Quran, he came with the truth. Fasaddaqna, and we accepted him and accepted his message. This is what is meant, that Allah will keep you firm in this world, and Allah will keep you firm in the akhirah by giving you the tawfiq, by making you able to answer these questions in the grave. On the contrary, وَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ, Allah is going to misguide the zalimeen. He will not give them the hidayah, the guidance to answer correctly in the grave. They will say, ha ha la adri, who is my Rabb? I don't know. Ha ha la adri, what is your deen and way of life? Ha ha la adri, I don't know. Who is this person? Ha ha la adri. He will not give them the hidayah to answer correctly in the grave. وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ, and Allah does whatever He wants. He is فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ, the doer of whatever He wants. So my dear brothers and sisters, we have the choice to accept kalima of iman or the kalima of kufr. Accept the kalima of kufr and face the consequences. Accept the kalima of iman and enjoy the rewards. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.